This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bill Dorman. It's been a little more than 2 weeks since the first COVID-19 vaccine went into the arm of a Hawaii resident, a frontline healthcare worker. That's the first group to receive the vaccines, but you might be wondering when it's going to be your turn. Well, that depends. Each state has come up with its own distribution plan, coordinating with federal groups from the Centers for Disease Control to the Department of Health and Human Services. Eric Hargan is the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. He oversees vaccine distribution plans for the department's 9th region, which includes Hawaii. He spoke with The Conversation's Harrison Patino about the latest on the national vaccination program.
We really allow the states to set their own plans for allocation of the vaccine and the distribution. So we have asked the states for plans. Hawaii has submitted its plan. And we then work with our private sector partners to get the vaccine out there. So whether it's the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine, with regard to skilled nursing facilities, nursing homes, assisted living, we work with pharmacies to get that into those institutions, both to the residents and the staff. And we work with distributors like UPS and FedEx for the other places that the states have identified as locales where we should deliver the vaccine. So we look to the states to decide for themselves what's the rational place for the vaccines to be delivered to and distributed from. And then the states go through the allocation, you know, what the prioritization of which population gets it. We've given recommendations through CDC of factors that a state can consider in terms of what they should be looking at, whether it's different levels of the elderly, medically frail, frontline workers, healthcare workers, and so on, to decide for themselves what order they should do. And the states are really following their own plans here in terms of deciding which groups that they want to prioritize.
What's your sense of a timeline in terms of a widespread public availability of vaccines?
We are going to be hitting, in accordance with our initial plans, we're going to be going with 20 million allocated from the federal government by the end of December, really coming up upon us. Then another 30 million people will be able to be vaccinated by the end of January on current trend, and then another 50 million people vaccinated by the end of February, again on current plans. You know, there can always be hiccups along the way, issues with manufacturing, issues with distribution, kinks in the supply chain, those kind of things. But, you know, so far so good. We've been able to hit those numbers pretty well with the companies being able to manufacture and get those doses out. So that's the current plan right now in terms of the overall number. So we would hit 100 million vaccinated by the end of February on current plan and trend.
Now, logistically speaking, are there any particular challenges to vaccine distribution here in Hawaii?
Well, you know, the Pfizer vaccine, it requires fairly cold storage. So you're looking at many cases where you have not as many locations that are able to keep it cold as long. Now, we have got workarounds around that, and Pfizer's prepared these interesting packs that are sort of centered around dry ice, which is not, you know, an unknown technology to be able to keep the vaccine cold. So that has worked well so far. You know, we anticipate that places that are able to keep the vaccine cold will be able to do that. When you have areas that are either rural, remote, or have difficult areas logistically, there may present more challenges to people who want to get it into arms. And we've seen in that case, sometimes people opt to go with the Moderna vaccine, which doesn't require as cold storage as the Pfizer vaccine.
Now, we've seen that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are the two vaccines that have been approved for U.S. distribution. Can we expect any other vaccines to join the market anytime soon?
Well, we have two more vaccines in late-stage clinical trials, AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So those two are in late-stage clinical trials. We have others that Operation Warp Speed has also sort of been working with that are also working on clinical trials for their vaccines as well. I'm on the board of Operation Warp Speed, and we have seen obviously incredible progress on the two vaccines that have been already authorized by FDA. And, you know, there could be potential that there would be upside surprises. That would be great for those two vaccines that are in late stage clinical trials to also get authorized by FDA. I think we have to wait and see on those issues, whether we're going to get better data in maybe January that would allow the FDA to make that evaluation. So I think that's kind of a wait and see issue right now. But, you know, I think it's possible we get one of the vaccines that are in late stage clinical trials that would be able to get a lot of information into the FDA in January. But that's sort of a fingers crossed moment.
Now, to what extent do you think this growing skepticism of vaccines, particularly the COVID-19 vaccine, is going to play in mass vaccination efforts in the months and years to come? Is there any sort of education plan in place?
We have been working on that. We've had a vaccination confidence campaign that's been more spearheaded by CDC, which is, you know, does a lot of the communications on public health for us at the department. That's terribly important. I mean, it's really getting the word out. I'll just say for myself, I intend to get the vaccine as soon as I can. I intend for my family to get vaccinated with these vaccines as soon as they can. You know, I've seen the data myself. We've got very large vaccine trials that are among the largest we've conducted, period, in history. And there's been a lot of oversight. And I think people have not fully understood how and why these vaccines were available more quickly. A lot of it is really just innovations in contracting. It's really the fact that we're doing R&D and manufacturing and distribution systems all at the same time, rather than doing them in order the way we normally would. So normally we'd do R&D, then we would do manufacturing build out, then we do distribution, but we're doing all at the same time, which saves a lot of time at the end. That's why we're able to move from authorization to distribution over a weekend. Other areas are committees. We had the committees instead of waiting 4, 6, or more months for the committees to meet for recommending. We told them, this is a national emergency. When you have had time to look at the data, tell us your answer. We're not going to wait 6 months for your regularly scheduled meeting. You should probably have the meeting now when you've had chance to intelligently look at the data. And they did. And that saved a lot of time. So I think people don't realize that months of time was taken off this, but without any sacrifice of safety whatsoever. I've talked to the clinical trial investigators. One of them said, this is the most oversight he's ever had over vaccine trials, because we are working very closely with the companies and getting the data as soon as we can to analyze it. Many of these clinical trials are taking place on federal clinical sites, so we have really direct access to the data. And we have, as I say, historically large trials. I mean, at this point, with those two vaccines, we've had over 70,000 people participating in these trials for these first two vaccines. Those are both really large trials. We cast the net really wide demographically, by age, by ethnicity, geographically, to be able to make sure we had as many different kinds of people represented in these trials so there wouldn't be any kind of unusual hiccup and we wouldn't have anything appear as we distributed these vaccines in their millions. So far, so good.
Now, just on one final note here, last week, Hawaii DOH Director Libby Char said that some federally allocated doses of the COVID-19 vaccine were delayed because of Operation Warp Speed. Now, not speaking to that specifically, but for you, is there any worry in the future that federal and state entities might be working at cross purposes here in terms of creating their own plan and execution and distribution of the vaccine?
I'm hopeful any of those kind of issues we need to know about to clear up as soon as we possibly can. That's the whole promise of Warp Speed, is that we move as quickly as we can and we cut through a lot of the bureaucracy that has inhibited past efforts at getting vaccines, therapeutics, diagnostics out into the public. This is a national emergency. The lockdowns, the other public health measures are not cost-free. We need to put an end to this pandemic and go back to our normal lives as soon as we possibly can. So if there is any hitch in that, I hope Hawaii is reaching out as soon as possible to us. The door is always open. The phone is always on, available for people to call in, email, write, who are at the state level, who want to interact with us to make sure we don't have any hitches in this area. I've not heard about any issues with Hawaii not getting vaccines as soon as possible. And to the extent that we can try to unstick this, happy to, with us and with our distribution partners, you know, UPS, FedEx, CVS, Walgreens, and others who are helping us get the material out as soon as we can. And, you know, I've been visiting people in rural and remote areas. That's my background. Myself is in rural healthcare and family point of view. So I'm always interested to hear about usual circumstances that might sort of throw kinks into our distribution system. It is the most obviously logistically challenging part of this whole thing, which is to get everyone in the United States vaccinated. Who wants to be vaccinated can be vaccinated. And so we really want to achieve that. I know we do, and I know the department, as things go on throughout the course of the year, is going to want to do that as soon as possible and put an end to this successfully. So just want to encourage anyone who has a problem with that, reach out immediately. We want to solve these problems as soon as we possibly can at the federal level.
That was Eric Hargan, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, speaking with The Conversation's Harrison Patino on the ongoing efforts at the state and federal levels to roll out the vaccine to the American public.